Hello. What is a vacation to you? Is it a reset? And then when you get back, you need a vacation from your vacation? Is it an escape from your reality, which it turns out you don't actually love? Is it an opportunity for growth because everything is outside your comfort zone and you don't have the same perception of control you have at home? Today, I'm going to offer you some tools that you can explore to create an inner vacation-esque sanctuary. And as you discover which tools are best for you, you can create a toolkit for your capital S self or for yourself that can guide you into the sanctuary, this internal sanctuary, when the external world gets messy and chaotic. So we'll talk about building this toolkit from your highest self, that capital S self, and we'll explore what it's like to connect with that place, with that inner wisdom. So what would your life be like if you had an easily accessible toolkit that you could access when you're in crisis? And what if that toolkit also included the things that bring you joy and inspire you, so it's also useful when you're not in crisis mode? So before we get to building a toolkit, we need to bring in some aim, awareness, intention, mindfulness. So let's prepare to connect to that aim. This is something that I do every single day, several times a day. I do it in a bunch of different ways, but the bottom line or the basic steps of how I do this is I just ask my ego to get out of the way so that I can be fully open to divine guidance. So I'll just say to myself, ego, step aside, or I'll even say, may my ego step aside so that I can be fully open to divine guidance. So whatever your words are there, get your lowercase s self out of the way so that your highest self can be at the forefront. So just take a minute and try this out if you're open to it. Just ask your ego to step aside so that you can receive divine guidance. So let's take a look at your aim, awareness, intention, and mindfulness. What kind of focus do you have in your life? What are you looking at? What are you looking for? And are you being honest with yourself about that? Do you have honesty and awareness around your perception of your external world? So let's test these answers that you just gave yourself with a question for you to ponder. What are you saying yes to? I just invite you to take a moment and ask yourself, what have you been saying yes to, let's say in the last month? Jot it down, just make a few notes, and just explore the idea of your recent yeses. Just take a couple minutes. You can even pause the video if you want. So here's a pro tip I've learned from my teachers. If you want to smile from the inside out, only say yes if whatever you're saying yes to is 100% a yes. If it's not aligned with your authentic self, with your soul's desire, with who you really are, then your energy is best focused elsewhere. In other words, if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. So you can use your aim, your awareness, your intention, and your mindfulness, and your connection with the highest self to determine these hell yeses and these hell no's. So we ask ourselves what we've been saying yes to, and this can give us really good clues as to why we might be feeling depleted or why we're feeling really passionate about our lives. Are you living the life you love, or are you stuck in the suck? How are you showing up in this world? What does a safe and sacred space look like for you? Do you even have one? Here's another pro tip. Creating a sacred space within you, like on the inside, in your internal world, helps you discern where your safe and sacred spaces are out in the world. Now, let's bring this back to travel and vacation, like we kind of talked about at the beginning. We can learn a ton when we take a vacation. Travel opens up opportunities for excitement, for challenges, for growth and observation, for that pause for discernment, that pause for gratitude. And inevitably, when we travel, the unexpected happens. Things happen that are outside of our control. And all of the external resources and things that can bring us the comfort of the known aren't there around us when we're traveling. So let's circle back to creating this toolkit, to creating something that you can use that's internal, that can support yourself when you need support the most. So when we're in these most challenging moments where life is painful or chaotic, sometimes we can forget what comforts us. We might be too frazzled to even know what we might need. And so what if when we're not in that frazzled state, what if we're not in that challenged state? What if at that time we notice what it is that supports us? What if we take notice of what it is that supports us and brings us comfort and provides us what we need? What if we look at that when we're in a calm state? What if we don't wait until we're in a heightened and uncomfortable state? So how are you listening? And who are you listening to? And perhaps most importantly, where are you listening from? So let's explore this together. Just take a moment and take an inhale through the nose and exhale, open mouth, sigh it out. And just notice how you're feeling right now. And then before we take a few more breaths together, take note of how your body feels right now. Like your body, how does your physical body feel right now? Notice where there's tension, notice where there's space, just notice how it's feeling. And then let's take three more breaths like that. You can inhale through the nose, open mouth, sigh it out. Two more. One more. So now again, notice how your body feels after taking those three deep breaths. Now we're just an observation here. We're in the utmost self-compassion. We are not in judgment. We are simply observing, and we are observing with compassion. So anyone that's listening to this done any sort of healing work for themselves? I suspect there's a few of you. And anyone else ever noticed that healing tends to have more than one layer? It's certainly been my experience. I was just thinking about that. Like, oh my gosh, there's always another layer. It's been my experience in my own healing and working with clients and family and friends that there is always another layer to reveal, always another layer to heal. And whether that be my own or someone else's, I had just found over time that healing is deep and messy work, and it's worth every single bit of effort. So if healing involves a lot of layers, what happens if we add layers to our tools? So we can play with this. We can play with this concept. We can explore our breath again, but this time we get to explore it with our aim, with that awareness, intention, and mindfulness. And this time, before we take a mindful breath, let's connect with your divine source and then the idea of compassion. So connecting with this idea of divine compassion, maybe you even feel called to place your hands over your heart. And on your inhales, connect with that divine compassion. And on your exhales, send that through every bit of your body. Just send divine compassion, connect to that on your inhales, exhales, send it through your body, and ask that it nurture you. Now, for some of you that are doing this exercise right now, if you're anything like me, or like how I used to show up in the world, this is possible that this is the most you've ever allowed yourself to receive in a very long time, perhaps ever. So I'm inviting you to say yes to yourself, 100% yes. Say hell yes. Allow yourself to receive this divinely connected compassion. And this aimed breath might be one of the things that you write down to include in your self-care toolkit. Connect with your divine inner wisdom and create a self-care toolkit. This is it. It's you're finding tools and resources that work for you at a soul level. You're listening to that divine wisdom. You're listening to your inner guru, your inner self, your inner wise one, your inner observer that's calm and observing and has answers for you. So listen to how your body responds to your ideas. Find the open and spacious yes. And when your body feels closed and protective, that's probably not for your divinely guided toolkit. Now, maybe you have already explored what your yeses and your nos are, and you know what it feels like to be divinely guided, divinely connected to that highest self, that capital S self space. And if that's the case, listen to your clues. I'm just offering the suggestion that yeses typically feel something along the lines of open and spacious, and nos often feel closed and protective. So if we're looking at things that we could potentially put in our toolkit, travel is definitely at the top of my list. And here's a tip for those things that can't always be part of your day-to-day. Like, I can't always just bop off on a trip. Sometimes there has to be some time to plan and prepare for that. So I just make a note, plan a trip, have something to look forward to. And that goes into my self-care toolkit. Chiang Mai, Thailand is at the tippy top of my list. I receive the deepest healing and reset when I go there. Obviously, I can't go there every day, every week, every month. I have beautiful connections there, though. I've made beautiful connections. And later this year, my partner Dan and I are inviting people to join us in our home away from home in Chiang Mai, Thailand. And we get to share a place we love with an amazing community of the people who join us and the people who live there that we've connected with. And that is a blessing in my self-care toolkit. And I know that. I know that every time I go there, it's a reset. It's not an escape. It's not me running away. It's me allowing receiving and knowing that it's soul level, solely guided. And that's amazing. So even like this speech right now that I'm recording to practice for the Movement Maker Live in Nashville, being in Nashville for me is 100% a trip that would qualify for my self-care toolkit. Why? Because there's a community there that's safe and sacred for me. It's opportunity for growth. Just all the things that happen at that event, it feels like our soul level things. It feels, I've never been to one, but I've heard about it. I know my coach, I know this community. And every time I'm in it, something soul level happens. So of course it's going to be in my self-care toolkit. It's going to be something that I'm going to invite myself to say yes to. Unleash You Now has a cruise happening in 2024 that Dan and I are looking forward to. Again, it checks off a bunch of requirements to make it a good fit for the self-care toolkit. So my toolkit is getting used in all the ways this year. And isn't that what it's all about? Like preemptively taking care of ourselves in the best way we know how. If we put mindful attention, awareness, intention, mindfulness, if we put that aim into this toolkit, we preemptively find ways to take care of ourselves in an easier way. So how do we do that? How do we even know what to put in there? Think about what are the things that bring you joy, that offer you comfort? What are the things? Who are the people that make you smile from the inside out that you can include in this toolkit? Before we go too much further into that part of it, and those might feel like overwhelming questions, it's okay. We'll come back to them. We'll break it down. But let's just talk about this toolkit itself for a minute. It might be a bag or a cardboard box. It could be an actual toolbox. And maybe you keep it super simple, or maybe you fancy it up, whatever you choose. I mean, heck, it can even be a corner of your desk. But whatever it is, it's at front and center. You always know it's there. And it is your inner wisdom, your divine connection that's in there. It's ideas of the things, the people, the experiences like this one, and the ones so many of us that will be on that stage provide those kind of things that can support you when your outer world starts messing with your inner world. You get to dive into who you are to create this toolkit. You get to dive into who you are, how you want to show up, and how to find ways to support yourself. So be inquisitive with yourself as you create this toolkit. Use your aim, awareness, intention, and mindfulness. So if you have an idea of how you might create the self-care toolkit, I encourage you to just sit with it, maybe even journal about it for a little bit. But you don't need to take a lot of time for that part of it. Because the most important part, the main part, is to learn how to connect with your highest self, with that capital S self, if you're not familiar with that already, so that you know that what you're putting into this toolkit is useful and it's aligned. And it's not just a bunch of BS you're telling yourself to avoid. Like the things that we avoid when we're doing the healing work, right? Like that would be a whole nother speech, but healing work definitely brings in this pattern or this tendency for avoidance. I'm finding that to be true for myself, for other people. We need to get good at calling ourselves on our BS and calling ourselves on avoidance, because it's one of the things that can keep us stuck in that suck for way longer than needed. And sometimes we need to pause, and sometimes we need to take that time. And other times we're just avoiding the crap out of the healing and knowing how to connect so that we know that answer and where it's coming from is important. So when you're looking for your awareness, your intention, your mindfulness, when you're looking for that aim, what are you focusing on, and where in your being is it coming from? Is it coming from that messy mind loop, or is it coming from that heart space? Now, I have a story for this one, and we'll see. I'm going to be completely transparent. I'm going to actually read this. It's from a book that I'm writing, and a version or something like this will be in the book. So let me get to that spot. I'm just hoping that reading it will make me more in my mind and less in my emotions for this moment, because this one can still get me into that emotional state. So I'm just going to take a breath. and ground into this moment. This is an event in my life that happened over 10 years ago. And it is one of the events that changed my life profoundly. So when my nephew was 10 years old, he was diagnosed with brain cancer. And I had just begun my intentional deep dive healing journey. And I was already super messy within that process. So when they found the tumor, we didn't know where the prognosis was taking us. And in the beginning, things didn't really look so hot for that 10-year-old boy. The tumor was in a difficult spot. It was hard to operate in that spot. And they weren't sure what kind of cancer it was, but they did know that there was zero chance that it was not cancer. So it was really hard for me to get out of the loop in my mind that was filled with fear. But at the same time, I was living out of this heart space because I had so much love for this little boy and what was going on, you know, what was going on in his life and what he was going through. I had so much love for his brother and my two boys, and I didn't really know how to navigate this. I just knew that I needed to show up and not make things worse than they already were. Now, the funny thing is, all four boys seems like they were doing better than any of the adults in the room. At least that was my perspective. And I learned a lot in that experience. I learned to observe with honesty over avoidance, and I learned that my perspective of the world wasn't very accurate or kind. I learned that I wasn't connected to myself on a very deep level, that I had a lot more to learn, and I wanted to show up in the world differently. You see, my nephew, his brother, and my two boys were dropped into the present moment. They inspired me to do better, to be better. They'd be in the hospital room giggling about bedpans and offering suggestions of what they could put in the IVs. They'd crack jokes like boys that age do. It was like they made the most of every moment. They were present. I'm sitting in the hospital room waiting, witnessing them, and I'm thinking they don't seem anxious. They weren't thinking about what was happening or what was coming next. They were not making memories. They were making moments. They were in the moment. And I remember thinking, we are doing something wrong as the grownups in this room, and I do not want to live this way. I want to live like those four boys are living. And the harsh reality was that none of us were sure how much longer my nephew had or how much would change for him after the brain surgery. I decided that day and in that moment that I was going to learn from this experience, that I was going to show up and do better, that I was going to be better. But how? I had to recognize that I needed help and support. I had to recognize that the community that I had been welcomed into, a community much like this one, much like the Unleashed, much like Unleash You Now, was safe. Trust was hard for me at that time in my life, and I realized I had to seek the answers in a different place than I had in the past. I had no idea how that community would change my life, and I had no idea it would lead me to more amazing communities like this one. And there was no way I would have believed I'd be building one of my own someday. My 10-year-old nephew is absolutely one of my heroes. The way he navigated the unthinkable taught me more than anything ever had before. And I've got plenty of my own stories. I had plenty of my own trauma that needed to be healed at that time. Heck, I still have work to do. We always do, don't we? But this experience of my nephew fighting brain cancer, this one was different. Fast forward to today, he's healed, he's healthy, he's in college, and he's thriving. This experience was one of the catalysts for me guiding people to live their best life, to get unstuck from the suck, to live in a way that doesn't make painful situations more painful, but rather creates an unbreakable net for yourself and others to fall into for a reprieve from the unthinkable. As I said before, at that time, I didn't know how to navigate a 10-year-old boy with brain cancer in a tricky part of the brain. I didn't have a toolkit then. What I did have was a new-to-me community that I could lean into. This is what I mean when I say build your self-care toolkit today. Or maybe you're in a place where you need to find a safe community because the unthinkable is happening in your life right now. And if that's the case, I can tell you that I've found the Unleash You Now community to be safe. And I've created one that clients also find safe. And I know that there are others in the Unleash You community who will be on that stage at the Movement Maker Live who are building heart-centered and sacred communities too. Find the ones that are safe for you and take a chance to allow others to pour into you. Life isn't meant to be done without help. We aren't meant to do this without support. And it has to start with you. You have to choose the help. So build yourself a toolkit. Find your safe communities. Find your soul people. How do you do that? We're coming back to AIM, and I'm going to tell you a little secret. You are that sacred space. When your inner world becomes your sacred space by saying hell yes when it's a hell yes and no to absolutely everything else, the outer world becomes easier to see, feel, and know. When you're calm, clear, and divinely connected, you become your own sanctuary. You might say you become your own vacation, your vacation from the hubbub of the chaotic world out there. Create your sacred space within and find the sacred and safe spaces that are meant for you in this world. Everywhere you go is either a sacred space or it's not. You can feel it in your being, and you can either create boundaries and walk away or drop in and expand with your soul people. If you're feeling stuck in the suck, I can tell you that I've been there many, 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 many times. And right here, right now, I celebrate you because you're here. You're listening to this at the Movement Maker. You're in that room. You chose to go. You chose to click on this video and to listen to it. And that, taking that step alone is a huge step to getting out of that suck and into the life you love. And sometimes when we're stuck, there's more comfort in the chaos of the known discomfort than there is in the unknown possibility of change. The change terrifies the heck out of us. So if you're a person that's stuck in the suck, how do you shift? How do you move? How do you change? Where do you find the courage? In over a decade of working with clients, I've realized that self-trust might be the very biggest gift you can give yourself. How do we do that? How do we find it? How do we build it? I can tell you one way that you can do it it's worked for me and it's worked for my clients. And that is you show up for yourself. You choose yourself every single day. Now, the first 40-day practice I ever did was tongue scraping. That sounds so silly, but it was tongue scraping. And you know what? Here's the thing. I had amazing benefits from it. It was so simple. I had a hard time making an excuse as to why I would bail on myself. And so I just did it. I did it every single day. And every day that I chose to do that, I was building trust with myself, proving to myself that I could show up, that I would show up. So what can you do for yourself every single day, 40 days in a row, with compassion for yourself? And if you miss a day, you don't worry about it. I did miss a few days in the beginning, but it wasn't about like bailing on myself. It was more about, oops, I forgot. You just start over. And your 40-day practice might take you 120 days because you keep starting back at one. And that's okay. There's no guilt here. There's no shame. Just love for yourself, radical self-compassion, honesty with yourself, knowing that you get to show up for yourself every single day. So think of something simple. Think of something that you may perceive today as super small. Maybe you just sit and take breaths like we did together at the beginning of this video, and you get that aim down, that awareness, intention, and mindfulness. You get that down every single day. And then one day you realize that that small thing that you showed up for every single day, it built trust. Self-trust is no small thing. So would you object to trying this small something, just this little choice that you make that has a possibility to change your life? You get to choose it. You get to make it your own practice. You get to build trust with yourself. You get to change your life for the best. So how do we choose from our best and highest self, capital S self? How do we know if it's coming from our messy mind or if it's coming from our heart? How do we know if it's a hell yes? Sometimes we are avoiding the crap out of change. Sometimes we're avoiding the crap out of taking accountability for our life. So what does it look like to really know, to really trust yourself and to know where you're listening from? You start to listen in a new way. You feel it. You begin to know the subtle and spacious feeling of your yes and the subtly uncomfortable vibration of your no. And the funny thing is that as you explore it, it gets less and less subtle. And that same thing is true for when you ignore it. What I call the spiritual 2x4 will come smack you upside the head if you keep ignoring your inner knowing. At some point, the divine will come and be like, hey, you haven't been listening to your intuition, that gut feeling you've been having. Yeah, you're not listening. And then they will just smack you upside the head and demand that you pay attention. My yeses feel open and spacious. My no's feel closed and protected. Explore what your yes and your no feel like. You build your energy with every single yes that is aligned. Don't be your own energy drain. Every single choice you make, and you're the only one who gets to choose it, opens you or closes you. Your choices bring you closer to your authentic self or away from who you really are. So when your aim is focused, clear, and spot on, you shine. And when you are not mindful, intentional, or aware, You are MIA. Don't be MIA. Go get it. Get your life. Use your aim. As for me, I will always be my authentic, illuminated me. Another aim. Nobody does stages like Unleash You Now. Nobody does stages like Michael Faber. And I'm grateful to be here learning with and from all of you and to be in this community in the safe and sacred space that Unleash You Now has provided for all of us. For me, this is one of my favorite sacred spaces. Ask yourself where yours are and aim big. Be your own vacation. I'm so grateful that I get to be on this stage. This is a practice run. I said yes to this through the fear. And I even asked for this through the fear, if I remember correctly. And I really am grateful that I get to be here with all of you. I'm grateful to be part of this community. I'm grateful to have safe and sacred spaces with many of you in this room. And I look forward to getting to know the rest of you. Reach out anytime. I would love to connect.